1. God's everywhereness. The ability of the Universal Father to be everywhere present and at the same time constitutes His omnipresence. God alone can be in two places, in numberless places, at the same time. God is simultaneously present in heaven above and on the earth beneath. As the psalmist exclaimed, "Whither shall I go from your spirit, or whither shall I flee from your presence?" "I am a God at hand, as well as afar off," says the Lord. "Do not I fill heaven and earth?" The Universal Father is all the time present in all parts and in all hearts of His far-flung creation. He is the fullness of Him who fills all and in all, and who works all in all. And further, the concept of His personality is such that the heaven, universe, and heaven of heavens, universe of universes, cannot contain Him. It is literally true that God is all and in all, but even that is not all of God. The infinite can be finally revealed only in infinity. The cause can never be fully comprehended by an analysis of effects. The living God is immeasurably greater than the sum total of creation that has come into being as a result of the creative acts of His unfettered free will. God is revealed throughout the cosmos, but the cosmos can never contain or encompass the entirety of the infinity of God. The Father's presence unceasingly patrols the master universe. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and His circuit to the ends of it, and there is nothing hidden from the light thereof. The creature not only exists in God, but God also lives in the creature. We know we dwell in Him because He lives in us. He has given us His Spirit. This gift from the Paradise Father is man's inseparable companion. He is the ever-present and all-pervading God. The Spirit of the Everlasting Father is concealed in the mind of every mortal child. Man goes forth searching for a friend, while that very friend lives within his own heart. The true God is not afar off. He is a part of us. His Spirit speaks from within us. The Father lives in the child. God is always with us. He is the guiding spirit of eternal destiny. Truly of the human race has it been said, "You are of God, because he who dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him." Even in wrongdoing you torment the indwelling gift of God, for the thought adjuster must needs go through the consequences of evil thinking with the human mind of its incarceration. The omnipresence of God is in reality a part of His infinite nature. Space constitutes no barrier to deity. God is, in perfection and without limitation, discernibly present only on Paradise and in the central universe. He is not thus observably present in the creations encircling Havona, for God has limited His direct and actual presence in recognition of the sovereignty and the divine prerogatives of the coordinate creators and rulers of the universes of time and space. Hence must the concept of the divine presence allow for a wide range of both mode and channel of manifestation, embracing the present circuits of the eternal Son, the infinite Spirit, and the Isle of Paradise. Nor is it always possible to distinguish between the presence of the Universal Father and the actions of His eternal coordinates and agencies. So perfectly do they fulfill all the infinite requirements of His unchanging purpose. But not so with the personality circuit and the adjusters. Here God acts uniquely, directly, and exclusively. The Universal Controller is potentially present in the gravity circuits of the Isle of Paradise, in all parts of the universe, at all times, and in the same degree, in accordance with the mass, in response to the physical demands for this presence, and because of the inherent nature of all creation, which causes all things to adhere and consist in Him. Likewise is the first source and center potentially present in the unqualified absolute, the repository of the uncreated universes of the eternal future. God thus potentially pervades the physical universes of the past, present, and future. He is the primordial foundation of the coherence of the so-called material creation. This non-spiritual deity potential becomes actual here and there throughout the level of physical existences by the inexplicable intrusion of some one of His exclusive agencies upon the stage of universe action. The mind presence of God is correlated with the absolute mind of the conjoint actor, the infinite spirit, but in the finite creations it is better discerned in the everywhere functioning of the cosmic mind of the paradise master spirits. Just as the first source and center is potentially present in the mind circuits of the conjoint actor, so is he potentially present in the tensions of the universal absolute. But mind of the human order is a bestowal of the daughters of the conjoint actor, the divine ministers of the evolving universes. The everywhere present spirit of the universal Father is coordinated with the function of the universal spirit presence of the eternal Son, and the everlasting divine potential of the Deity Absolute. But neither the spiritual activity of the Eternal Son and his Paradise Sons, nor the mind bestowals of the Infinite Spirit, seem to exclude the direct action of the Thought Adjusters, the indwelling fragments of God, in the hearts of his creature children. Concerning God's presence in a planet, system, constellation, or a universe, the degree of such presence in any creational unit is a measure of the degree of the evolving presence of the Supreme Being. It is determined by the en masse recognition of God and loyalty to Him on the part of the vast universe organization, running down to the systems and planets themselves. Therefore, it is sometimes with the hope of conserving and safeguarding these phases of God's precious presence that, when some planets, or even systems, have plunged far into spiritual darkness, they are in a certain sense quarantined or partially isolated from intercourse with the larger units of creation. And all this, as it operates on Urantia, is a spiritually defensive reaction of the majority of the worlds to save themselves, as far as possible, from suffering the isolating consequences of the alienating acts of a headstrong, wicked, and rebellious minority. While the Father parentally encircuits all his sons, all personalities, his influence in them is limited by the remoteness of their origin from the second and the third persons of deity, and augmented as their destiny attainment nears such levels. The fact of God's presence in creature minds is determined by whether or not they are indwelt by Father fragments, such as the mystery monitors, but his effective presence is determined by the degree of cooperation accorded these indwelling adjusters by the minds of their sojourn. The fluctuations of the Father's presence are not due to the changeableness of God. The Father does not retire in seclusion because he has been slighted. His affections are not alienated because of the creature's wrongdoing. Rather, having been endowed with the power of choice concerning himself, his children, in the exercise of that choice, directly determine the degree and limitations of the Father's divine influence in their own hearts and souls. The Father has freely bestowed himself upon us without limit and without favor. He is no respecter of persons, planets, systems, or universes. In the sectors of time, he confers differential honor only on the paradise personalities of God the Sevenfold, the coordinate creators of the finite universes.